Hey Tacoma, what's up? John Doherty here talking to you from Radio Tacoma for Climate Talk, the place where we talk about everything climate, always respectfully and sometimes optimistically. Today marks the second time I've been chatting with the Grim Reaper. As you will hear, we'll be talking mostly about Chase Bank and their practice of investing in fossil fuel ventures. Chase is the number one bank in terms of dollars invested in fossil fuel around the world. In fact, they are well into the lead, being about 30 or 40% higher in their investments in fossil fuel than the next closest bank. So here we go with the Grim Reaper. It's good to have the Grim Reaper with us today. Somebody I can say without fear of contradiction needs no introduction. So welcome to Climate Talk, Grim Reaper, and how's it going?
It's going.
So let's start off with the big picture. At the risk of being insensitive, how's it going for you these days?
I don't ever make judgments like that. I just do my job.
Fair enough, I get that. So what's your job like these days? Let's talk about that.
Sure, well, busy, busy, busy. With a population that's growing like crazy comes a crazy growth in death. So that's got my workload jacked way up in itself. A countervailing trend over time has been increasing longevity, but I'm seeing that that's being reversed in a lot of places, including here in the United States. That's just my gut feel, but when you look at the stats, it's borne out that people are dying sooner, and once again, that jacks up my workload.
So what do you see as contributing to that decline in longevity here in the United States?
Well, a couple of things. Of course, we have the whole OxyContin situation where drug addicts are dropping like flies. In the last 20 years, drug overdose deaths have increased by a factor of 4. So while making addictive drugs is profitable for corporations, it's good for my death business too. So, sort of a win-win. Then there's the issue of pollution in the air from the use of fossil fuels. About 8 million people here and around the world die prematurely each year from small particle pollution, mostly from coal and diesel. That is, if you believe the pointy heads at Harvard who came up with that number.
Oh, so you keep up with academia?
No, not really.
So there's a group here in Tacoma that calls themselves the Grim Reaper Group. Apparently, they approve of Chase Bank investing billions of dollars into fossil fuels. They've been seen recently at Chase Banks expressing their support of Chase investing in that way, thanking them for the open quote, body count, close quote, according to one sign they were carrying. What are your thoughts on this group?
Yeah, Chase is facilitating plenty of deaths around the world by financing the fossil fuel industry. So yeah, they should go for it. You see somebody doing what you want, in this case financing death and destruction, let them know you notice and appreciate.
The Grim Reaper Group has a Twitter presence, hashtag Grim Reaper Group. Do you follow them on Twitter?
I'm not really techie. Give me a scythe and a rowboat and I'm good. I'll leave Twitter and all that to the kids.
Okay, anything else as we finish up here?
Sure. Death is a constant, but the degradation of the earth, the air, the sea, the underground water, it's all good for my work to see human greed winning out. Although, full disclosure, it keeps me busier than I want sometimes. 8 million folks dying early every year from burning fossil fuels. And then we haven't talked about the Earth getting warmer as a result of all this human self-destruction. I'll give you a sneak preview. My expectation is that as time passes, there's going to be a many-fold increase in death and destruction from climate change. So far, it doesn't seem like human beings are going to do enough to keep it from happening, so my outlook is good. To quote from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, a great movie which I starred in, by the way, doesn't matter if you're a king or a lonely street sweeper, sooner or later, you'll dance with the Reaper. So everyone has a date with me out in the future. But a lot of folks are going to get there early, thanks to Chase Bank and all the fossil fuel polluters. So go, Grim Reaper Group.
Well, good. Talking to the Grim Reaper, sometimes it's hard for me to know whether he's serious or not. He's a master of disinformation amongst his other skills. So anyway, according to a 2021 CNBC report, just checking up on the veracity of what the Grim Reaper had to say, the 60 largest banks in the world have invested $3.8 trillion in fossil fuels since 2015. And also according to the report, Chase owns $51.3 billion of that investment. All the big bank PR departments are working hard to make it seem like they're taking on fossil fuel pollution, but a close look reveals that what they're doing is smoke and mirrors and accounting tricks that make it look like they are getting out of the fossil fuel business when they are actually adding to their fossil fuel portfolios. So that's it for today. You can contact me at John, J-O-H-N, at cctacoma.org if you have any comments, critiques, or suggestions for future programs. The CCL part is for Citizens Climate Lobby. I'm an activist with Citizens Climate Lobby. It's a great outfit, good people. Check it out. Whatever the case, join with like-minded people to work for a livable future. A reminder that this program, like all locally produced Radio Tacoma programs, is available at the Radio Tacoma website under Programming in the Archive. Just do an internet search and check it out. It's been great talking with you. As always, live like the mountain is out. Take care now.